morning. I chose this lesson because lately my life's been a little overwhelming. So I call this sermon, When Life is Overwhelming. Seemed to be appropriate. Because often in life, when we're living here on this earth, it can be difficult. Times can be hard, times can be discouraging, and often they're quite inevitable. Things happen. But of course, we don't lose hope because we can look to God's Word for hope. It's filled with hope. From Genesis to Revelation, God's Word is filled with hope. And especially the Psalms. And the Psalms will be our main text this morning, especially the 27th Psalm. It's considered to be one of David's Psalms. And we really see David's emotions and feelings coming out about how life is overwhelming. Afraid and feeling lonely. And we're going to look at what David says about those things through inspiration, because God is going to be talking to us through David. The first thing we're going to see is what happens when we're afraid. And in our world, certainly, there's a number of things that can make us afraid, bring fear into our lives. So this is how David approaches it in the first three verses of Psalms 27. What to do when you're afraid. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. David felt fear. David was concerned. He was afraid. Many occasions, we don't know the occasion that brought this about, but there were many occasions in David's life when he was afraid. So what does he say? I look to my Lord. He's my light and my salvation. When the Lord is your strength, when the Lord is your light, when the Lord is your salvation, then fear can be erased. It can leave your heart. You know, dark days, everybody has dark days. They happen. They arise. Fear comes. Discouragement comes. So we look to who? We look to the Lord. He is our light and our salvation. He is our protector. And we know He is because the Bible emphatically states it over and over and over again. Jehovah is greater than all of our difficulties. Whatever those fears are, whatever those difficulties are, our Lord is greater than all of them. We go back to the third psalm, a few pages back in your Bible, we will read the first six verses of the third psalm and see how comforting that is. This is also considered to be a psalm of David, possibly when he fled from Absalom, his son. Notice what he says, again, through the Holy Spirit. Lord, how they have increased who trouble me. Many are they who rise up against me. Many are they who say of me, there is no help for him in God. But you, O Lord, are a shield for me. My glory and the one who lifts up my head. I cried to the Lord with my voice, and he heard me from his holy hill. I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people who have set themselves against me all around. Who did David go to? Yeah, David was afraid. He had fear in his heart. What did he do? He went to God for him because God was greater than his difficulties. We move over to a little bit further on in Psalms 27, and this is what we will notice. Verses 5 through 8 of Psalms 27. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle, he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. What did David say? Well, he was troubled. He was discouraged. There was fear in his heart. What did David do? Go to God for help. Seek God's face. That's what David said to do. Seek God's face. We seek God in his word. We seek God through prayer. That's what David did. That's what we do. And how important it is. Notice some of these places in Psalms. A few pages over. Psalms 31. Verse 20. Another one that's considered to be one of David's. You shall hide them in the secret place of your presence from the plots of men. You shall keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. The idea of pavilion, there's a shelter. We go to God for a shelter. You turn over a few pages to Psalm 34:4. One of my favorite verses in the Psalms. Psalms 34:4 says, I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Another one that's attested to David. David had so many times in his life when he was afraid, when there were difficulties, when just fear came into his heart. And in all of these places, we see what he did. He sought the Lord. That's what he did. He went to the Lord. And then we see in Psalm 62, verse 8. Another one that's attested to David. Psalm 62, in verse 8 says, trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. David probably felt, and maybe we do at times, that there's no place to go. You know, life is overwhelming. There are difficulties on every side. People are against me. There's no place to hide. What does David say? Say, go to God. Pour your heart out to him. See, that's what he says. Pour out your heart before him. Tell God of all of your troubles. Yes, he knows them, but he wants you to say it to them. And there's something very comforting about telling God your troubles. Telling him of your difficulties. Telling him of what you fear. It is comforting. It is a relief. It's healthy to do that. So when you're afraid, David says, seek God. Seek him in his word. Seek him through prayer. Well, David goes on in Psalms 27. He has much more to tell us. Notice verse 10. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. You ever felt all alone? See, that's what David, this is the feeling, this is the emotion he's describing. Loneliness. And people say today, oh, how can you be lonely with social media? I think that makes people lonely. I think it really does. It makes people lonelier. So many people feel all alone. David says, when my father and my mother forsake me, when I feel all alone, when I feel like there's no friends, there's no family, there's no one I can turn to, what happens? The Lord will take care of me. He says that's a promise. So, you know, people forsook David. You look at his life. People did. So he would feel lonely. He would feel alone. Just look at his son. What his son did. So if everyone else forsakes us, God never will. You know, this is reiterated to us in Hebrews chapter 13, very well-known passage. I know you've read it many times, but it's good for us to read it again. Hebrews 13. We'll begin in verse 5.
He says, "Let your conduct
be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have, for he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me?"
Never leave you.
Never forsake you. He's your helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? You know, the worst man can do to us, Jesus says, is what? He can destroy your body. He can't destroy your soul.
As long as we're faithful
to God, he's going to be on our side. He's going to be for us. He's going to be with us. In Psalms 118, the psalmist tells us this about God. Psalms 118, verse 6.
Notice what it says,
because this is where Hebrews 13 comes from. Psalms 118, verse 6 says, "The Lord is on my side, I will not fear. What can man do to me?" We don't know the background for this psalm at all, but we know the Hebrew writer, by inspiration, wrote that verse. The Lord is on my side. Who else do you need? Nobody. That's the point. You don't need anybody else on your side if God is on your side. And if you're walking in the light, God is definitely on your side. So, being faithful to God, he's going to be on our side. He's going to be for us. He's going to be our helper. He's going to be our deliverer. He's going to be our refuge. He's going to be our shelter. But we must go to him. Like we read before, seek God in his word and seek God in prayer.
Well, David's not finished with us.
In Psalms 27, he still has things for us to learn. Psalms 27, the last two verses, verses 13 and 14.
"I would have lost heart
unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord."
I would have lost heart.
David's worried about something. About losing heart. He's worried. We don't know about what. Again, could be a number of things. David had a lot of difficulties. We read some of these psalms and he had anxieties and fears about things. So do we. And God's going to do what is best for us if, like David says, we'll be patient. He says, "Wait on the Lord," and then he emphasizes it again. "Wait, I say, on the Lord." You know, our American society is not based on waiting. It is not a patient society. But yet, that's what David says you need. You need patience. You need
long suffering.
God is going to do what's best for us if we will be patient. Turn a few pages over to the 37th Psalm. Verse 34 tells us this. Sounds so similar. "Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you shall see it." But what did he have to do? Wait on the Lord and keep his way. Follow the Lord. Again, it's about walking in the light. A couple more pages over to Psalms 40. The first three verses in this. Another one that's attested to David about difficulties in life, trials in life, things that come that we need to persevere through. Psalms 40 verse 1 says, "I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. He also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my steps. He's put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God. Many will see it in fear and will trust in the Lord. What did David say he had to do? Wait patiently. Wait patiently. And when he did that, what did God do? Heard my cry, and he inclined to me. And what happened? Brought him out of those difficulties. David describes it as a horrible pit, a miry clay. Took him up out of that. Why? Because David waited patiently. Yeah, David had all kinds of struggles and worries and fears, but he waited patiently. God brought him up and set him on a rock and established his steps. And that caused David to be overjoyed. He put a new song in my mouth. Praise to our God. If we trust and obey, like that song says, he's not forgotten us. We just need to wait and be patient. Back in Psalm 34, we see someone whose world is falling apart. Another one of those considered to be one of David. In Psalm 34, notice these first three verses. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. You know, when things, and the background seems to be when David's world was kind of falling apart, and sometimes it seems when our world is falling apart, it did for David more than once. What's the best thing to do, David says? Praise God. That's what he says do. When you think your world is falling apart, when you're overwhelmed, he says, I'm going to bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Think about all the good of God. And notice it says, I will bless the Lord at all times. All times. Remember God's goodness, even if life isn't very good at the moment. And sometimes life isn't very good at the moment. We know, you know, when Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus, he told them this in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20. He says, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. What did he say? Giving thanks always for? There's that same word. All things. So remember God's goodness even if life isn't the best. When you can't feel like you can go on anymore, just ask God for mercy. That's what the psalmist did. Toward the end of the psalm, Psalms 142, this is what the psalmist does in verses 1 and 2. Another one attributed to David. Verse 1 of Psalms 142 says, I cry out to the Lord with my voice. With my voice to the Lord I make my supplication. I pour out my complaint before him. I declare before him my trouble. Tell God your troubles. Tell him. Pour your soul out to God. Don't hold back. That's what David is saying. Don't hold back. Tell God exactly how you feel. Your world is tumbling down. Your world is falling apart. Things are overwhelming you. Tell God everything. Ask God for mercy. Then the last thing is in Psalms 141, the first four verses. Psalms 141, the first four verses. Another one attested to David. Most of these have been considered to be Psalms of David. Psalms 141, the first four verses. Lord, I cry out to you, make haste to me. Give ear to my voice when I cry out to you. Let my prayer be set before you as incense. The lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Do not incline my heart to any evil thing. to practice wicked works with men who work iniquity, and do not let me eat of their delicacies. When your anger has reached a breaking point, you know, sometimes our anger reaches a point where we're tempted to say the wrong thing. See, that's what David says, help me not to do that. Say it with the wrong spirit. So he says, set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. We need to remember the words of the psalmist. Ask God to watch my mouth. Watch my mouth. You know, that's one of the things the Old and New Testament stresses over and over again. It's about our mouth. Now we need to watch it and guard it and make sure the things that we say, you know, apples of gold and settings of silver, that's what they're supposed to be like. The wise man Solomon talked about the mouth a lot. In Proverbs 13 and verse 3, Solomon puts it like this. He says, he who guards his mouth preserves his life, but he who opens wide his lips shall have destruction. Think about how many times people have pretty much destroyed their lives because of something they said that they shouldn't have. Well, then lastly, Proverbs 21, again, the wise man tells us this in verse 23. Whoever guards his mouth and tongue keeps his soul from troubles. One of the things that will help us in life, David says, we want to keep our soul from trouble, is to do what? Guard our mouth and tongue. David lived through a lot. He experienced so many things. And the Holy Spirit has left these to help us when life's overwhelming. When we're afraid, when we're lonely, when we're worrying, when it seems like our world is falling apart, when we're discouraged, when we're angry. David tells us what we need to do. And it's all about the Lord. It's all about going to the Lord. Go to the Lord in prayer. Read what the Lord has said in His book to help us. So God and His Word are the places to go. We want hope. We want encouragement. That's the place to go, is God and His Word in these difficult times. And again, we all have them. And the privilege of being a child of God is that we can go to God and He knows He will hear us. The child of God, the one who has repented and been baptized for the forgiveness of their sins, that person has a tremendous blessing in being able to go to God at any time. So this morning, as Doug leads us in an invitation song, if there's a need in your heart and soul to respond and ask for prayers or whatever, we encourage you to come as we stand and sing this song.